about to say the words, Robert Frost, when Ruby fumbled for her next line. And what a difference! All the difference, yes, and a good difference it is. But, Joseph, she said, recovering, can we make it onward? I know we can. Look yonder, far ahead of us. Are those the hills of Judea? Are those the mountains of David? Robbie looked into the spotlight as if trying to see the mountains of David.
The mountains, they are silent folk, he said at last. They stand afar, alone, and the clouds that kiss their boughs at night hear neither sigh nor groan. Each bears him in his ordered place as soldiers do, and bold and high, they fold their forests round their feet and bolster up the sky.
Just as Robbie was about to credit those words to the American poet Hiram Garland, Ruby spoke up.
Well, let's go onward, she said, with confusion. Onward toward the hills. I can go if you can go, and we can go if I will go, and we shall go if he will help us, and he will go, and we shall make a go of it.
Yes, said Joseph with a gulp. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, and I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep.
And with that, the curtain fell on Act One. Since no one could figure out how to keep the curtain from rising from Act Two, the players got into position. The scene was the outskirts of Bethlehem, and this time Mary opened with a long soliloquy, which gave Robbie a bit of time to recover his nerves. He actually listened to her as she recalled the angelic visitor that told her she would bear the Son of God. Ruby ended her speech by nobly saying, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior."